Today in New York, throngs of firefighters gathered to mourn one of their own. National Guardsman Christian Engeldrum died in Iraq last month when his Army vehicle came under attack. The 39-year-old was the first New York City firefighter killed while serving in Iraq. From member station WNYC, Richard Hake reports.
Some 10,000 firefighters stood shoulder to shoulder as far as the eye could see on this quiet residential block in the Throgs Neck section of the Bronx. They saluted as a shiny red fire truck draped in purple and black bunting slowly carried the flag-draped coffin of Christian Engeldrum. His pregnant wife and two teenage sons waited at the steep steps of St. Benedict's Church with Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Governor George Pataki, Senator Hillary Clinton, and former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. Neighbors of this close-knit community, like Tom Ryan, watched from their front porches.
I didn't know him. I knew of him. He used to live, well, not he lived, but he used to sell Christmas trees up on my corner. 20 years ago, I remember him. I didn't know him until I saw his picture in the paper.
The Engeldrum family had long roots in Throgs Neck. His grandfather opened a gas station just down the block back in 1924. Brian Sheridan remembers the family from way back.
He's a great American. It's so sad, but it's a wonderful day. I feel that if there was a lot more like him, it'd be a much better country.
I am hope for all who are hopeless.
The church was filled to capacity, and most mourners could not fit inside. Thousands of firefighters gathered near loudspeakers set up on the sidewalk. Firefighter Mike O'Rourke was among them, who said he had to be there.
He was a great kid. He was a cop, he was a fireman, he was a soldier. He went from 9/11 to Iraq and fought for his country, and it's just out of respect, to pay your respects for this man and his family. That's why, you know, I'm here.
It was hard for many of the firefighters to attend. After 9/11, there were so many funerals. Lieutenant Michael Kenny, who works out of Brooklyn, sees today's funeral as a continuation of that September day.
I was taken out of my firehouse to run funerals. I wound up burying about 80 guys. Like everyone says, he's our 334th victim, so, you know, our heart goes out to his family and his friends and our neighborhood here in Throgs Neck. And I'm sure the rest of the country is looking at this. And we just hope they get behind, you know, what's going on over there in Iraq.
Sergeant and firefighter Christian Engeldrum will be buried tomorrow at Arlington National Cemetery. For NPR News, I'm Richard Hake in the Bronx, New York.